Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now it's time to take a trip into WNYC's archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lancet.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
This week, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which took place August 15th through the 18th, back in 1969 in Bethel, New York. I'm pleased to welcome Andy back to the Olivet Studios to share some real audio gems, including a clip, a rare clip with Jimi Hendrix, an interview he's found from the historical event. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
So the whole Woodstock concert was made possible by a man named Max Yasger. He opened up his land for the occasion. Who was Max Yasger?
Max Yasger, reportedly a conservative Republican, owned a 600-acre dairy farm in Bethel, New York, which became the site of the seminal event. Here's a clip of him speaking to those in attendance.
I'm a farmer. I don't know how to speak to 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. But I think you people have proven something to the world, that 500,000 kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music. And I got...
So all that fun and music that Max was describing, it was free, right?
Right, that's right. Here's a clip of one of the event's producers discussing just how much he and the other organizers actually lost in putting together the event with WNEW reporter Mike Eisgrau.
We're going to lose a lot of money, probably well over $1 million. It's costing us a lot of money to keep these people fed and to keep them.
You didn't expect to lose this, obviously.
We didn't expect to, but certainly not, you know, it's not that tragic. It's only bread. I'll tell you, to be honest, I'm really happy with the way it's turned out. I don't think it could have happened any better no matter what the money situation would have been.
Well, you've spent an awful lot of money to put this thing on. What about this? What about the people who bankrolled this?
It's bankrolled by ourselves, myself and my three partners. I've been the producer of the show, but we've all financed it.
And you're going to lose more than $1 million, and you don't seem too unhappy about it.
Well, if you can look up at those people, man, and be unhappy about anything at this point.
Is that worth $1 million to you?
That's worth anything that you have to pay for it. I guess you know that the concert is free. That we haven't charged admission to anyone. And when we got to Friday morning, there were thousands of kids here without any money, and we couldn't turn them away, so we just opened the gates and didn't put up the box office.
It's just bread, man. It's just bread, Andy.
Yeah.
So this was a free multi-day music festival. Sort of historically, people think about it in terms of free love, some drug use. How was the latter reported on at the time?
Well, there was a fair amount of speculation about how large a role drug use played in the coverage. And here's a montage of some of which was excerpted from Eisgrau's coverage about said drug use, as well as some audio on how the festival authorities tried to handle it.
How extensive is the use of drugs here, do you think, at the festival?
I don't know. You know, you could walk around and smell the air, and, like, you know, you could pin somebody smoking here or there. It's not any more extensive than anywhere else.
But are we looking at a big percentage of these kids who've come here and they've been on narcotics?
I wouldn't say that just about anybody here is on narcotics, okay? I'd say there are some people smoking marijuana, you know, and some people dropping some acid, but it certainly is like, I mean, look at them. Do you see anybody out there uptight? Do you see any fights starting?
How much has the narcotics role played in this?
There was a rash of some, what they call freakouts yesterday from what considered a bad acid, but after warnings, this problem has been eliminated today. At least we've had very few freakouts today.
I'm not going to give her my name. My mother'd have a fit.
What were you on?
Speed.
You're happy now?
Am I happy now? I feel a lot better. I'm a lot sure of my position.
What happens when you're on that trip?
I don't know. Lots of things.
You doing a drag?
No, not me. Thanks.
Okay.
How does it feel walking around in your birthday suit?
Have you got high yet?
Not yet. No.
Man, you really should. WNEW radio? Nice.
Right.
Hello to people. You caught me really off guard, you know?
Nobody seems to be bothered by the type of outfit you're not wearing.
Dig my headband. It's good.
It doesn't seem to bother you either, does it?
No.
Are you high now?
Hmm?
Are you high now?
This goes on the radio? Yeah.
And that doesn't bother you either.
No.
We also recommend if you're going to take some acid, don't take the blue ones. And if you're going to take some, take half a tab first to test it, you know?
Oh, that was 2 minutes of pure audio gold. Okay, so despite the drug use, it was a peaceful event largely. What were the responses from people in the area?
Well, we have a bit from Max Yasger's wife about her impression of the young people who stayed on their property.
Mrs. Yasger, it was your farm on which the festival was held. Now that it's over, what do you think?
People who have not been in close contact with this view it as something that other than it is. I want to make it very plain that every young person, tired, hungry, muddy, thirsty, disheveled, that we dealt with, was so polite that all of us were overwhelmed. I've never seen so much patience with so many people. There was not one incident, not only of crime, but of even rudeness, pushing, or shoving that has been brought to our attention or to the attention of any of the sheriffs or troopers who were in and out of this office.
Does that surprise you?
Frankly, yes, because wouldn't you assume that in a group of even 10,000 people, there would be at least one argument? As far as the youngsters proving that they could get together peacefully and listen to music, they proved this.
Have you changed your thinking about the so-called younger generation?
Yes, to a large extent. I'll tell you what I took out of this. I took out of this the realization that I've been bigoted. I haven't approached youngsters because I didn't like the way they dressed and I didn't speak with them. And I discovered a whole generation of very nice kids.
That was lovely. So I think we have to at least hear from one of the legendary performers. And you found this incredible gem. What did you find,
Well,
Andy?
Here's the one and only Jimi Hendrix, also noting the peaceful nature of the event.
Jimi Hendrix is back from the festival. He and the Experience were easily one of the main attractions. Jimmy, you talk about the truthfulness or the falseness of things. What do you think were the truthfulnesses of the festival?
The nonviolence. The very, very, very good brand of music. I don't mean good, I mean the very true brand of music. The acceptance of the long-awaited crowd, how they'd had to sleep in mud and rain and get hassled by this, hassled by that, and still come through saying that it was a successful festival. That's one of the good things. There's so many scores you can add up on this thing. If you added them all up, you know, you feel like a king.
What brought people to do that, people who hadn't done that kind of thing before?
In fact, listen, they're tired of joining street gangs. They're tired of joining militant groups. They're tired of hearing the president gab his gums away. They're tired of this, tired of that. They want to find a different direction. They know they're on the right track, but where in the hell is it coming from? So they try different things. They're being fair. So they try the music thing. And now look what's happening. It's right, isn't it? It has no name. It's nothing but life. And then love, harmony, happiness, blah, blah, woof, woof, you know, the regular things everybody wants. It's a whole lot of bad days you're going to see, a whole lot of good days you're going to see, too. It's a crusade, right? Until every single person here is an island and a continent.
Jimi Hendrix, that was amazing. Andy, as always, thanks for these audio treasures. That was a chef's kiss to you for this Woodstock edition. So if people want to learn more about New York Public Radio's archives, where should they go?
Well, to hear more past programs, click on the archived shows link at the bottom of the WNYC.org homepage. Also, listeners can subscribe to the New York Public Radio History Notes newsletter, that's e-newsletter, by going to WNYC.org/newsletters.
And let's go out with some Janis Joplin, live from Woodstock. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with us Miss Janice Joplin.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.